Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious and intentional as we take the next three deep breaths in, that we are coming into communion with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us as us. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Now bring your attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to commune with the source of all that is, the absolute mystery, the infinite intelligence that is God, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 92, Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. It is good to give thanks to you, O Beloved, to sing praises to your holy name, to affirm your gracious love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the spheres, to the melody of the universe. For you, heart of my heart, gladden my soul, as I proclaim with joy the harmony and beauty of creation. How wondrous is your divine plan, O Beloved, your design brought forth by love. The ignorant cannot perceive, those who still sleep cannot understand. Though darkness covers much of the land and violence seems to flourish, love gives birth to dazzling light. And like a laser, it shines through to all that is hidden. Yet, lo, all those who separate themselves from love will be undone by fear. You delight in my spirit and elevate my soul. You bathe me in the oil of kindness. My eyes behold the radiance of creation's glory. My ears echo with love's refrain. Those who live with integrity are like a garden in full bloom, whose blossoms beautify the earth. They are planted in the dwelling place of love. Their produce nourishes all those who pass by. All through their lives they reap bountiful harvests, overflowing as a cornucopia of the finest fruits, magnifying the blessed gardener, living as sons and daughters of the Most High. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this moment, opening our hearts, our minds, our consciousness to be flooded by the divine light and saturated by your spirit, infused with your peace. As we prepare this Lenten and Holy Week, let us be open to the mystery and the esoteric teachings of this Easter period, that we may truly open ourselves to deepening in our conscious acceptance and realization of your infinite spirit that abides within us and within all of creation. Let us open our hearts and minds that we can remember the teachings of our beloved Master and Way-Shower, that even unto death, the final commandment he gave us was to love, love, love. Let us, during this Easter Holy Week, open ourselves up to be more loving and more lovable. Let us take to our heart and express into the world his teachings, his demonstrations, is expression of that love in action. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of all that is, let us unplug from fear. Let us unplug from worry. Let us unplug from all the things that cause us to despair or be dismayed. For our teacher said, but whilst we will have trials and tribulations in this world, he has already overcome it. And so let us follow his example as we prepare ourselves for this Easter period to truly crucify all that no longer serves, to bury all that has held us down and held us back, and resurrect into the awareness as the sons and daughters of the Most High, everlasting, ever-loving God. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of all that is. There's so much injustice and inequality in our world. Those that have feel it is their right to have and have more, while those that have not continue to suffer. Let each of us in our own unique and individual ways be touched to do our part to make this world that is fair, that is just, that is equal for all. For we are your hands and feet on this earth at this time. So use us in ways where we can make a difference. This Lenten Holy Week is truly a demonstration of sacrifice and of love to its extreme nth degree. Mother, Father, God, there is too much to name individually all the needs of our world, but we hold it before you now. Our community, our country, our nation, and all nations. That whatever the healing need is, that you bless and supply all of the needs for our wonderful, beautiful, wonderful, beautiful, wonderful, beautiful world. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we hold our government and our leaders in this circle of prayer at this time. Let your wisdom guide them. Let they put aside selfish wants or needs and seek to do the highest and the best for the people for whom they serve. For those who have no one to remember them or call them by name, we hold them in our hearts at this time, knowing that your infinite grace and your endless blessings abound eternally. O divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you said, before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. So for your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light
of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am
the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power
am of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting
exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal
and unceasingly.
Deep breath in as you allow this prayer of intention to resonate within your being. My beloveds, I look forward to joining you tomorrow for our Good Friday service here at 10 o'clock. And have a very blessed and peaceful Holy Thursday. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.